phenomenon that was uncovered with the autopsy with Andre Rotter's suicide that showed that his brain had deteriorated to that of an 85-year-old, and there seems to be a direct link with those with concussions. And my point is, and our discussion is about, the sacrifice sometimes that we forget that athletes make, particularly football players.
Well, you're right, Nick, but at the same time, I think a lot of this is an eye-opening study for a lot of people, because I don't think anyone really had any conception that concussions could do this type of damage. I think it's going to really open up a lot of people's eyes to really just how violent and dangerous the sport of football can be.
Peter, what can people do now in terms of protecting their kids, making sure that they can enjoy the sport, not take away the joy, the spirit of it, but also be more intelligent in the way they go about it?
Well, I think they have to take the injuries more seriously and not subscribe to the traditional view of toughness and athleticism and what it means to be courageous and being the ultimate teammate. You know, we get caught up in all the romanticism around winning one for the Gipper and playing when you're injured and being the hero. But as we can see from so many of the examples of players that have tried to play beyond when they were healthy, or boxers that have stayed involved in the game much longer than they should have, there are some real debilitating health issues that can impact athletes well after their playing careers are over. And I hope that parents and athletic directors and coaches at youth and high school levels and in college will take that concerns seriously and hold their athletes out a little longer than maybe they might have in the past, because it's going to be in their best interest long term.
You know, Nick, Tiki Barber's decision to retire,
yeah,
I think that much more meaningful, because here's a young man who obviously is at his peak and he could keep playing. He's one of the best running backs in the game, but he's more concerned about his life after the game and his future, and he's decided to hang it up because he's got other things he can do, and he wants to keep his health with him. And I'm sure all he has to do is look at Earl Campbell as an example to what could happen if he kept playing.
And to your point, people have questioned his commitment to the Giants and his whether it was appropriate for him to leave his team in the lurch. And that's not about leaving your team in the lurch. It's about doing what you think is best for you and your family in the long run.